cold to walk. Let's take a cab.
The restaurant is 4 blocks away.
I'm freezing.
Of course you're freezing. Look the way you're dressed.
Ellie, this is the first time that we're going to see Annie since she became a vice president. I just want to fit in.
You just want to impress her.
Right.
You are so superficial. Why don't you just be yourself?
I am being myself. I'm superficial. Can I borrow your gloves?
No.
My hands are numb. Just one glove, please. Just so I can handle the menu.
All right, all right, all right.
Thanks. Do you really need a hat and a scarf?
Yes.
What are you wearing under the coat? A sweater? Are you wearing a sweater?
I am wearing what any normal person would wear who is not out to impress people by pretending they're something they're not.
You are wearing a sweater. Let's just duck into one of these lobbies.
Oh.
You don't need a coat and a sweater, Allie. If you don't let me have that sweater, I'm gonna bite you.
Doing?
Pouring coffee.
For whom?
For me.
Forget it.
Mom, I need energy.
You're 11 years old. If you had any more energy, you'd glow in the dark. Finish your milk.
Good morning.
Now there is someone who could use a cup of coffee.
Preferably industrial strength.
Wait, did you stay at the office last night?
Please, I don't even want to talk about work.
You think you'll still feel that way on Thursday?
Why? What's Thursday?
We're supposed to invite women with interesting careers to come in and talk to the class, and I sort of already volunteered you.
Do I have to write a speech?
Yeah, something about the glamour and excitement of being a travel agent.
That's going to be a short speech.
Don't complain. In case you hadn't noticed, nobody asked me to come and talk about my exciting career in the movie industry.
Well, selling tickets in a movie theater is more like a job, not a career. But it's just your first step, right, Mom?
Absolutely. Next week, they might let me fill in at the candy counter.
Speaking of jobs, I better go if I'm going to keep mine.
Wait a minute. You can eat this on the subway.
Oh, thanks.
Boy, you're so lucky. You pack a briefcase. I pack a knapsack.
Ellie, if you hate your job so much, why don't you quit?
Because they have this silly system. Whenever you quit your job, bang, they stop sending the checks.
Retire. Just find a job that you like better.
And how are we supposed to fill our briefcases with food until I find this fantasy job?
Ellie, we got along before you got that job. We're going to get along fine if you dump it.
You really think I should quit?
Hey, you've only got one life to lead. Why live it as a blonde who hates what she's doing?
Pete's right, Mom. You're not getting any younger.
Certain people want to get any older, they'll keep their comments to themselves.
Suit yourself. Sorry to leave you with the dishes. My turn tonight. Yeah, I'm still here. Oh, great. Hi, this is Kate McArdle with Sloan Travel. I've been holding. Yes, I'll hold. Well, it's a good time to work on my speech. Let's see. Being a travel agent is exciting for many reasons. Special packages, exciting locations, terminal hold. Ellie, what happened? What's that smell?
Smoke.
You were smoking?
I was burning.
What?
The popcorn machine short-circuited and started a fire.
Oh, my God. Was anyone hurt?
No. But my coat sustained minor injuries. It was hanging in the back where we keep the unpopped popcorn. All 500 pounds of it. Do you have any idea what happens to 500 pounds of popcorn in a fire?
What?
It pops. And pops and pops and pops and pops and pops
and pops. And pops.
It was like being trapped inside a giant Alka-Seltzer.
Allie, the cashier's booth is right by the door. Why didn't you just get out?
Oh, I wasn't in any danger. The fire was under control until the liquid butter ignited. And you know how plastic burns. The theater.
What?
Gone. I came by here to ask you to take me to lunch. I'm still a little shaky.
You want to go shopping for a new coat and then meet me later?
No. I think I'm a little too singed to shop. I think I'll just go to a restaurant, order a white wine, and ask the waiter to spritz me.
Boy, Mom, when you get job burnout, you don't mess around.
How many fire trucks showed up?
Just one. Eat your Brussels sprout.
Allie, why do you sound so sad? You hated that job.
I don't know what's worse, having a job you hate or having no job at all.
I think a relationship with a job is a lot like a relationship with a man.
Your fringe benefits I don't know about.
Hear me out. I think sometimes we're in relationships that we know aren't good for us because we're afraid to give them up and try something new. I think that you ought to look at this as an opportunity to go out there and try to find something that you really want.
What I really want is for you to do the dishes.
Right. Okay. Who wants to help?
I have some homework to do.
I really gotta call Jason.
I gotta get out of here.
I think they set a new record.
That's okay. I don't mind doing the dishes. It helps me relax. The feeling of warm, soapy water, rubber gloves against my skin.
You can forget the Tom Sawyer routine. I'm not buying.
Honestly, I don't mind. It beats sitting in an office all day.
At least you have an office to sit in.
What are you doing? You have to scrape them first.
Why?
Because you'll have Brussels sprouts floating in the water.
It's one little leaf.
It's disgusting.
Oh. So, are you going to go out job hunting tomorrow?
Please.
You know, you got to work on that self-image. You're not a victim.
Really? Then why am I doing the dishes?
Because you're gullible. It's an entirely different thing. If you could be anything in the world within reason, what would you like to be?
Curator of the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Okay, you want to work in a museum? There's loads of them in New York. Start taking your resume around. See if you can find an empty pedestal.
Okay, I will. Satisfied?
Yeah.
Good, try.
Yes, I'm still here. Look, I'm trying to be patient. But I've been on hold longer than he's going to be on vacation. Why don't you have him call me back? Let's see. I became a travel agent because I love to travel. Meet new people, see new places, make new friends, establish an international understanding. Of course, with only 2 weeks vacation, I hardly ever get to go anyplace. I don't know why vacations are wasted on people who can afford them.
Kate!
Yes, we're all here.
Guess what?
What? Our apartment burned down.
No.
I went to see the exhibit at the Museum of Contemporary Art, and I was talking to this woman about deconstructionism in the postmodern era when I spotted a help wanted sign sandwiched between a mural and the ladies' room. At first, I thought it was a Warhol, but it wasn't. It was real. So I went up to the manager, and he gave me the job right there on the spot.
That's fantastic.
I know. I, Allie Lowell, work in a museum. Oh. I know it's not the Met, but it's a start.
So what's the job?
Well, I work in the gift shop. You know, I sell posters, prints, postcards, you know. It's not curator, but it's a
start. Congratulations.
Thanks. I mean, it's not much of a job. It doesn't pay much, and I'm on my feet all day, but I'm working in a museum. I am finally doing something positive with my life.
I wonder if they have a job there for me.
Why? You've got a great job.
Sending people on trips that I wish that I were taking is not that great. My speech for Career Day is turning into a creative writing assignment. Sloan Travel, Kate McArdle. Oh, hi, Mr. Kaufman. Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. Wait a minute. This is going to take a while.
Oh, I won't keep you.
Hey, I'm really happy for you.
Thanks. I owe it all to you. See you later.
Bye.
Yeah.
Morning.
I'll take my coffee intravenously.
Shall I pour you a glass of orange juice first?
Thank you. Could you do it just a little less cheerfully?
Am I too cheerful?
Allie, you haven't stopped smiling since you got your new job.
If you were any cheerier, little forest creatures would be romping at your feet. I feel like you're Snow White and we're the dwarves.
I know who's grumpy.
I'm not grumpy. I'm sleepy.
You think you'll be awake by American Studies? It's at 2:00.
Yeah, my speech is all ready.
Yeah, how is it?
Very exciting. Not very factual, but very exciting.
Perfect.
Okay, guys, Snow White's out of here.
Why? It's only 7:30.
I know, but I want to reorganize the shop, and I want to finish the cubists before we close. You know, the day goes by so quickly. Before you know it, it's 5 o'clock.
I always know when it's 5 o'clock. Unfortunately, the clock says 3:30.
Have a nice day.
Don't take any poison apples.
Okay. Now I'm going to sit with you, class, and enjoy Women's Career Day. Thank you to our guests for being with us, and we'll start with Judge Harper.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Kim Carlin's mom.
Alan Gentile, thanks for joining us. I hope you don't mind going last. The judge is on a recess. Miss Warren and Miss Knott have meetings, and Dr. Mitchell is on call this afternoon.
No, there's nothing pressing at my office. Think of me as on hold.
I found this very rewarding, but also frustrating.
And I guess to sum it all up, as a judge, I feel I have a real effect on the community. To me, a career isn't about making money. It's about making a difference.
Wow. That's amazing.
Thank you. Sorry, I have to run.
Thank you, Judge. And now, Miss Warren, who runs the New York City Adult Education Program.
Wow. It's really been a pleasure being here with you. And I brought you these folders to bring to your parents because we believe that education and growth never stops at any age.
If there's one thought I'd leave you with, it's that I started my own consulting firm because I just wasn't fulfilling my potential working for someone else.
They're really amazing, aren't they?
Yeah, very impressive.
What do you do?
I'm a psychoanalyst. It took years of studying and a great deal of sacrifice. But I find each time I can help someone improve their life, it's been worth it.
Thank you, Doctor.
I'm sorry, I have to run. There won't be any time for questions.
And our next speaker is Emma McArdle's mother, Kate, who's a travel agent.
Thank you. I like to think that as a travel agent, my job is also helping people. I like to think that. I also like to think that I help American industry by sending tired executives to places where they can relax and come back to the workplace refreshed and full of a new vigor. I like to think that I'm a little cog in a big machine. A very little cog. Not like a judge where you help the community directly, or a doctor where you save lives, or a psychoanalyst where you analyze psychos. I'm more like a tired little cog, slugging it out day after day, booking airlines and plane reservations and car rentals for other people. People who really matter, like these women who spoke to you here today. I guess what I'm saying is, I hate it. I hate it! There, I said it. I hate it, and I quit. I quit! Any questions? Good!
Baltic Avenue, you want to buy it?
Nah, I never buy property in bad neighborhoods.
Hi.
Hi, where have you guys been?
Oh, we had a yearbook meeting after school.
Has Mom been home yet?
No, she probably had to work late.
I wouldn't count on it.
Why? How was Women's Career Day?
Well, you know that scene in Coal Miner's Daughter where Sissy Spacek has a nervous breakdown right on stage?
Kate had a nervous breakdown?
More of a midlife crisis. She said she hated her job and she was going to quit.
Hi.
Hi.
I guess you heard. Emma, I am so sorry that I embarrassed you in front of your class. I don't know what came over me. I've just been feeling sort of stressed out lately, and then all those women had such exciting careers. And Allie's been loving her job lately. I don't know, it all just came to a head.
Mom, it's okay, you didn't embarrass me. You definitely got the biggest round of applause. Yeah, you're practically a folk hero. It takes a lot of guts to quit your job.
Oh,
Now I feel worse.
Why?
I didn't quit. When I finally got to work, I lost my nerve.
Oh.
Mom, it's okay.
No, it's not. What are you going to tell all your friends at school?
Just say that you never saw that woman before in your life. That's what I say to my friends.
Chip, I think we've played long enough. Why don't you go upstairs and fiddle with your computer?
Oh, I want to hear more about Kate's nervous breakdown. Okay, but hands off my hotels.
I'm a mother. Mothers don't cheat.
No, but they screw up once in a while. I wanted to quit, but I just thought it was sort of crazy to leave without having another job lined up.
Mom, it's all right. I understand.
Thanks, Ann. Look, I'm just going to go upstairs to my room and lie down. Don't get alarmed if you hear the sound of a struggle. It's just me wrestling with my conscience.
What about dinner?
I'll have it for breakfast. Don't look at me like I just flew over the cuckoo's nest. I'll be fine. Okay, Friday the 1st, I can book you on a flight to Cleveland departing JFK at 12:29 p.m. May I ask you a personal question? Why Cleveland? Why not take a cruise down the Amazon or a hike up the Himalayas or a safari across the African veldt? Your in-laws don't live in the African veldt? So that's their problem. Why limit yourself? Hello? Hello?
Ms. McArdle.
Oh, hi, Dr. Mitchell. Come on in. I really enjoyed your talk yesterday.
Oh, thanks. I'm sorry I couldn't stay and hear yours, but duty called.
Oh, just as well. You've probably heard it all before. So, let's see. You wanted to get away the last 2 weeks of next month?
You might say I am losing patience with my patients.
Oh. Gee, I've sent people on vacations to get away from their own problems, but never anyone else's.
Well, we all need to get away sometime, right?
Tell me about it.
How about Mexico?
No, I've already been to Mexico.
I meant for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been so distracted lately.
Oh, no problem. Now, I hear Ixtapa is nice.
Actually, distracted isn't even really the word. It's more like dissatisfied.
Oh, well, very few people are completely satisfied with their lives anyway.
I know how they feel. I mean, there are some days when I would rather take a nap on a runway than book another airline or arrange to have another basket of waxy fruit delivered to somebody's hotel room.
You know, I don't really have to plan this trip today. Why don't you just give me some brochures and I could take them home and think it over?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ramble on like that. Here, I've got tons of brochures on Ixtapa right here.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah. You enjoy sunbathing?
I could make a career out of it.
Me too. I think a career is more than just a job that you don't despise, don't you?
Well,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a travel agent. I used to like it, but I don't know. You know, I'll be turning 40 next year, and I don't know, you start to look at your life. You know, have I done anything with my life? Where am I going? Where have I been? Was where I was worth going to? Kate! Hi, Ellie. Do you have a second? I need to talk.
Boy, you coming up to my office to talk. That's a switch. What's up?
Well, I just finished spilling my guts to a shrink.
You went to a shrink?
Well, no. Actually, she came to me. She needed travel advice, and I needed some help sorting things out.
What was on your guts to spill?
My career frustration stems from the high expectations that I established for myself as a child, plus the competitiveness that I felt with my brothers.
And the fact that you have a job you hate.
That too. Coupled with the women's movement occurring right when we were in college, that creates this sense of needing to have children and a career, that creates a conflicting dichotomy.
No wonder we're tired all the time.
I mean, I realize it's all right to have a job as opposed to a career job, as long as you feel as though you're moving forward on the path to fulfillment.
Are you?
I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
What did the shrink think?
Oh, she thinks I should see her again next Thursday at her place.
Kate, let me give you some advice that a friend of mine gave me. You can either spend your time trusting in yourself or wondering, what if? I took your advice, and look what happened to me.
You didn't take my advice. You got burnt out.
Merely a technicality. Same thing would have happened if I quit.
quitting is so scary. I'll be an ex-travel agent, an ex-wife. I'll be Madam X.
What do you want to do?
When I grow up?
When and if?
I want to do something challenging, something creative. I want to do whatever it is he's doing.
That's Leon Veselka, the glass sculptor. He's creating a brand new sculpture right here in this shop.
See, everybody's doing something interesting.
Then quit.
I will.
Really?
Yes, just as soon as I give it some more thought.
How come when I had this problem, you knew exactly what I should do?
I'm great with other people's lives. I think that would look really good up there. See? Hi, kids.
What's wrong with this picture?
Hey, no need to adjust your TVs, ladies and gentlemen. This is the new Kate McArdle, a woman of leisure, a woman of self-improvement, a woman of unemployment.
You did it?
I did it.
How did Sloan take it?
Well, needless to say, he tried some pretty devious tricks to try to get me to stay.
Yeah, like what?
Well, he offered me a raise, but I stood firm.
So what now?
Anything goes. I don't know, new horizons, new challenges, nouvelle cuisine.
And to think we encourage this?
Allie?
Mom, what happened?
The glass blower.
Oh, my God, not another fire.
No fire. Flood. The acetylene torch set off the sprinkler system. Everything ruined. Weeks to reopen.
Does that mean you're
out of a job? And you?
Likewise.
Oh, no, this is terrible. Yeah. This could be our last meal, and look who's cooking it.
First fire, then flood. Has New York City ever been hit by locusts?
Allie, I've got the perfect career for you. We could hire you out to small businesses that are failing and want to collect insurance. Allie Lowell, disaster magnet.
I don't think my clothes could take it.
No, really. You could start out small. A little grease fire here, a little collapsing roof there. You know, and then the CIA could hire you and send you abroad to help topple unfriendly dictatorships. The Republicans could hire you to work for the Democrats. The Democrats could hire you to work for the Republicans.
Are you finished?
No, I haven't even talked about merchandising. The Allie Lowell bad luck charm. What do you think?
If I were you, I'd be nervous living under the same roof with me.
Ooh, I never even thought about that.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.